Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Welcome to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. Congratulations, you have arrived at the right place. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light, love. Join us each week for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Longmore.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central, and today we have a very special guest. We're going to be going a little deeper than we've gone over the last little while, and this is someone I'm really thrilled to have on. We're speaking today with Jaap van Etten, who is the author of Gifts of Mother Earth and Crystal Skulls, Interacting with the Phenomenon. And we had spoken about that book a few years ago, but today we're going to be speaking about Gifts of Mother Earth, and in particular, how these gifts can be utilized now that we're shifting through some different energies on the planet. Now, to share a little more about Jaap with you, he got his PhD in biology in Amsterdam in the Netherlands, and being a scientist and a teacher at the university, he changed from studying the physical science to metaphysics in 1990. And at that time, he mainly focused on the study of our interaction with the energies of our environment and that of the earth, and really came to understand a lot about energies for healing and balancing and developing our brain functions and expanding our awareness, and definitely specializes now in crystalline energies and is considered to be a specialist on energies of crystal skulls, their effects on us, and also how they affect the energies of the earth. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Jaap to the show. Welcome.
Thank you, Jennifer. It's a pleasure to be on again.
It is a pleasure to have you here. And, you know, I'm always curious to know, and I know our listeners are as well, because we're talking about soul purpose here. How did you evolve to this place where you're now spending a lot of time working with these kind of energies?
Yeah, it's beautiful that you use the term soul purpose. You know, it's not something that most of us know when we are young, because we are not really supported in understanding that principle.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the more we turn inward, the more we begin to realize that there, you know, the famous expression, there's a little bit more than just a physical reality, and we are willing to search, what we begin to realize is that everything that we have done actually always leads to the possibility to fulfill our soul purpose. And the more we surrender to the flow, the more easy it becomes to pick up signals that helps us to guide, to fulfill that soul purpose. So in my life, when I look back, you know, I had to have certain signals in order to change course. Because without signals, it seems that we are on the right course, right?
Mm-hmm.
As long as we don't have any signals, it seems, okay, this seems to be all okay. And in my case, in 1990, it was the death of my wife that really shocked me in many ways and forced me to look a little bit different at the world. And you can say in every sad moment is always a gift, and the gift in it was that I realized that I couldn't continue in my old ways.
Mm.
And then the next question is, okay, what is then the new way? Well, then we go into that phase of learning to surrender to the signals of the heart. And that is, you can say, a journey that will never stop. It's still going on. It's still not that I get up in the morning and I know exactly what day will entail. I still have to step into that phase of, wow, that's a new day. I'm curious how this one will unfold today. And I trust that every day will help me to fulfill my soul purpose more and more. So it was not so strange that I moved from what I call ecology, which was my specialty when I was still a scientist, active as a scientist, that I moved into the realms that you can call metaphysical ecology. You know, the ecology where we look at the subtle energies that science cannot measure, but that are extremely important for understanding not only who we are, but also to help us to understand the purpose of why we are here.
Mm-hmm. I love how you shared that you still have to get out of bed every day, you know, stepping into that wonder, basically, of what's going to happen today.
Yeah.
Because I feel like so many people on the planet, and maybe this is just a part of the human condition, I don't really know, it just seems like a lot of people are still attached to life as a destination rather than a journey.
Yes. Yes, I agree with you. And I think if you step more and more into what we call spirituality, and then at a certain moment we can no longer hold on to control. Because if we really believe that we need to go to a certain outcome, what we do is we try to control. We try to control the direction and with that the destiny, assuming that we know. Well, and I think we still are discovering what our destiny is. And actually, personally, I believe that every day shows a different aspect of our destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Is not etched in stone what it needs to be. It is our willingness to allow it to unfold that will show us.
Mm-hmm. And I love how you share that as well, because a lot of times, even with soul purpose, people think, oh, once I know my purpose, then that's just it. And then life begins when I know my purpose. And just as you shared for yourself, I can share the same experience in the sense that I realize more and more that my soul purpose is a very fluid, ever-evolving, ever-expanding experience. And
true. Yeah.
Just as I master one thing, then another thing will come up that allows me to move through those energies as well. So yeah. I think it's just so wonderful that you're sharing that, because so often, like you said, we want to kind of box it in and control it and not allow it to be this, you know, moving energy that it is. So with
yeah,
that in mind,
know,
sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, what the way I like to express that is by saying the sole purpose is to express who we are. So you can say that you're basically every day discovering aspects of who we are. So in a sense, if we truly, honestly search to express who we are, then we are fulfilling our sole purpose. For me, it's that simple. My sole purpose is not to be a scientist. Scientist is only a way to express who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Studying Earth energies is not my sole purpose. It's an aspect of expressing who I am, and then it becomes a part of the sole purpose.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I often joke around with people that this is what I'm doing right now for as long as it's resonating and for as long as it makes sense and it seems to fit in with, you know, how everything is unfolding. But in a few years, I could be teaching a class on basket weaving, for all I know. You know, I'm open to the possibilities.
Yeah. If you have beautiful designs, I will sign up.
Okay. I'll be the first to put you on the email list. That's hilarious. Well, you mentioned Earth energies. And for those folks that are listening right now who may have a sense of what that is but aren't entirely sure, how would you explain what they are?
Yeah, you know, let's begin with a general statement that says everything is energy.
Uh-huh.
So energy is expressing itself in many different levels. And most of the time when we talk about energy, we think about the energy that we use for getting all our apparatus nowadays to function. But more and more people realize that if we talk about healing and balancing, that we have a type of energy that most people call life force or subtle energies that we need to balance in order to function properly. So slowly we see that there is an expansion of the understanding of what energies are, and nowadays we see more terms coming in and quantum physics comes in. So the term energy is expanding over time. We can say it differently. When we expand our awareness, our understanding of energies is expanding as well. Because in a sense, you can say that energies are an expression or an induction by consciousness. So the more aware, conscious we are, the more alive the world becomes for us because we connect with many different energies. Now, the ancient people in the past, they knew all that already. they have been building all their structures and used their life, daily life, in a way that they always were in connection with the energies of the earth. And we are beginning to rediscover that there are so many different energies. And most people know those energies under terms like ley lines. If you would be in Sedona, then you know the term vortex. All of that are terms that people use to describe the phenomenon that there are many different energies connected with the earth. Now, over time, many people have tried to study it, give different terms, and there's actually, to be honest, quite a bit of confusion. And one of the things that I was so passionate about was I learned that I could not communicate with people so well, so I was curious how we could find a way to communicate, and you can say gifts of Mother Earth is an attempt for me to define things in such a way that I hope that more and more people will communicate with each other about those gifts, about those energies that are all around us all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, we certainly are spending all of our time here. It only makes sense. I mean, yeah. In our bodies, right? It only makes sense that we actually understand the very thing that we're walking upon every day. So I'd like to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to dive more into the earth energies and learn how they can actually serve us. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Seeing Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid, and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. If you're just joining us today, we are with our very special guest, Yap Van Etten, who is the founder of www.lemurantis.com, L-E-M-U-R-A-N-T-I-S.com. And we've been talking about the energies of the earth, and in particular, his newest book, Gifts of Mother Earth. So before the break, yeah, we were talking about, well, what are earth energies? And now it just seems to make sense to talk about how can we use them to support us on our journey.
Yeah. I think the first thing we need to realize is that when we look at the physical aspects of our being, that every atom is literally coming from the earth, and that we are an intricate part of the earth. And in our way of thinking, we have the tendency to separate ourselves from that, and especially in our modern times, we have actually truly separated ourselves. But actually, what the ancient people very well know is that everything that you need to be a completely fully functional human being, all those energies are all available to the earth. And even when we use our logic mind, it almost seems logic that we would live in an environment that is supporting us. Otherwise, how can we be in that environment? So that seems to be quite a strong statement, right? Everything is there. And the more we study earth energies, the more we can only confirm that to be true. Now, earth energies, you can separate them in a number of groups. In the first place, there are the energies that are, you can say, literally connected with the earth herself, in the same way as we have meridians and chakras as an expression and part of our physical and other systems that are connected with it. And those energies, without any doubt now, for me, initially I didn't know that, but now without any shadow of a doubt, are supporting life on Earth. And in addition, the Earth has these wonderful qualities of holding space for all the different species that have been growing on her surface, plants and animals. Each one of them have their own unique energies. And then there is this world that you can call the supportive world, that's not even visible, that some people would call the Deific world or the fairy world. We give different names for that and have different ideas about it. Well, all those systems have energies that are tied to the earth and are supporting it. Well, that is what you call an unbelievable, beautiful system, a beautiful dynamic that helps us to understand that everything is actually one. And then we come back to that word soul purpose. If we are expressing ourselves fully, we fully contribute to the uniqueness and the oneness of that system.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why earth energies are extremely important to connect with. And then there are many aspects, and that depends a little bit on how our interaction is unfolding, but there are many aspects we can talk about, of course. But that's first the general statement that I want to make.
Mm-hmm. There's so much richness there, what you just described.
Yes.
Like there's so much adventure just in discovering the earth, and there's a reason that we came here. But as you were talking, it struck me that I've spoken with so many people over the years that don't want to be here, constantly talking about how they don't want to be on the planet. They don't want to be in a body, and they spend a good chunk of their time out of their body or trying to connect with all kinds of other energies aside from the earth.
That's unfortunately very true. You know, it seems that many people, and I think that's also a New Age thought, I would almost say, a flow through the New Age, that everything needs to be expanding consciousness. And what many people do not realize and actually forget is that we have chosen to be souls that are expressing ourselves through a physical system.
Uh-huh.
So if we are not truly connecting, anchoring in, if you want, in that physical system, the physical body, how can the soul express itself? How can we fulfill our soul purpose in this physical reality that we have chosen to be in? That's not
uh-huh.
possible.
Uh-huh.
So the first step should be, from my perspective, is connecting with the physical. Now, what is the challenge that we have? You know, we were talking in the break about the medicine wheel, which actually shows us the four main aspects of human beings, you know, which is the spiritual versus the physical and the mental versus the emotional system. One of the things that people are always complaining about is that they are on the spiritual path, and then they say, but I'm not successful in manifesting what I really want to manifest. Well, in the first place, if you are not really connected with the physical system, which includes your emotional and mental aspects, you can never realize what you want to realize. We need all those aspects. And the beauty is that the Earth is helping us to do so. There is not one energy system in our system that the Earth is not supporting. But we have forgotten. We disconnected so strongly from that physical, and as a consequence also from the Earth, that we see the Earth as something to profit from or to use, but never to connect with. We cannot see it really as the mother. That's why I've chosen Mother Earth, because the mother provides everything for her children, and that's absolutely true.
Yeah, and it makes me think of, also in the break we were talking about Sedona, and perhaps that's why so many people are drawn there, because the land is so vast, and there's so much, there's so many multi-dimensional energies at play in that area and on the land and so on, that people seem to have heightened spiritual experiences there and somehow equate that with Sedona, when in fact they simply need to just connect with the earth energies regardless.
Well, you know, the beautiful thing of Sedona and Jennifer is that when people come here, they almost connect again with the earth because it's so beautiful. And sometimes beauty, and I think that many people are listening to this program will agree with that, when you go out in nature and you see something that strikes you, in that moment you open your heart for the physical. It's not that difficult. You know, we do it once in a while, but the challenge is to do that in every aspect of our daily life, and that is where the challenge comes in, because then we realize that life is not that easy, or this is a problem or a difficulty. We have all this negative definition, and then we tend to pull away and say, okay, let me sit and meditate, or work with crystal skulls or crystals so that I forget for a moment the daily problems instead of dealing with the daily problems.
So how can people use the earth energies to heal themselves of their problems, so to speak?
Well, there are many ways in which that can be done. Well, with everything, the very, very first thing is to believe that this really could be something that helps them, or to say it differently, to really believe that we are a part of the earth. You know, if you don't believe that for whatever reason, or don't like this idea because you want to go out into higher dimensions, well, how can you ever then expect to make the connection that can help you? So the first step always is to be able to open for something, you know, open your heart for it. You know, then you can begin to explore. Well, there is... Many people are asking me, oh, do I have to study to learn how to douse, to find vortexes and this, this, and that, to have the benefit of it? No, you don't. Actually, what we discovered during the studies is that with very few exceptions, every energy system is completely covering the earth. It's beginning to change in cities, but just for the sake of simplicity, let's not go there right now. Everywhere, especially when you go out in nature, everywhere you find all the energy that you need to balance. So the only thing that you need to do is to invite those energies. Why do we need to invite it while we are all the time in it? Well, we live in a free will world, don't we? So we have the free will to connect or not to connect. We have to make the choice that we want to connect. And if we don't make that choice, then it is as if it's not there. That's how this world is working. You can say unfortunate. You can also say fortunate, depending on how you choose to look at it. You know, but what we need to realize is that when you want something, you have to choose for it. Now, the next point always is, if you choose for something, is it in alignment with your being? You can almost say in alignment with your soul purpose, because if you choose for something like, for example, I want to become a millionaire, it's not in alignment with your soul purpose, you can sit and meditate till you weigh 1 ounce of weight, it will not happen, because it's not in alignment. Unless it's in part of your experience that you need to have, then it's in alignment and you will get your million or so many million. Same is true for the earth. If you choose to open up, and you don't need to know all the details, the only difference is when you know the details, you can hone in on the particular energies once you are aware that things are off balance. So, for example, there are a lot of people are aware that they have regular stress in what we call the solar plexus, you know, worrying, not believing in themselves. Well, if you know that that's one of your challenges, of course, it will be helpful to set a clear intent that you want to connect with the earth energies that will support the balance, healing, and transformation of all stuff that is in your third chakra, in your solar plexus. In that sense, it can be helpful because when you focus, it's more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody, you know, who goes out on a hike and just decide to sit down, close their eyes for a moment, go to the best of their ability to their center, to their heart center, and say, I open myself for these wonderful gifts of Mother Earth, will always receive gifts.
Mm.
So we don't have to make it very complicated. It's only when you are more interested, want to go into more details, then there's a whole world to be open for and to explore, of course.
Mm-hmm. As you were talking about connecting, I remembered some conversations I had recently with some clients who want to feel more connected, and connection is connection is connection. If we're disconnected from the earth on some level, we're disconnected from ourselves, we're disconnected from source, and so on and so on.
Yeah.
So there's a real healing opportunity, based on what I'm hearing you say, to really just connect in and allow the earth to provide for us the energies that it wants to share.
Yeah. If I want to describe it in a very beautiful way, I would describe it as follows. You know, when we go to this place, to the best of our ability of love, to our heart center, what is happening is that our heart begins to have what we call the most optimal frequency.
And
when we have that, then all our cells will begin into, you can say, vibrate in a harmonic rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
The beauty is that when we are more in that heart space and from there connect with the earth, what is happening is that we begin to resonate with the heartbeat of the earth.
Mm.
And when we resonate with the heartbeat of the heartbeat of the earth is part of the heartbeat of the solar system. So we begin automatically also to resonate with the solar system. And the solar system is part of the galaxy. So we begin to resonate just by going to that place of love. And to the best of ability, learn to connect from that place, we begin to connect to the whole universe.
Mm.
It is literally that simple.
Mm-hmm. And magical.
And then, by definition, healing will occur, because when things are going to this harmonic frequency, then everything begins to resonate in this harmonic vibration. And we go back to that feeling of oneness that we all are subconsciously or consciously are longing for.
Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely want to pick up on that conversation of oneness when we come back from our break, because there's some other questions that I have coming up around what's happening with our earth right now. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and chat more with Yap Van Etten. We'll be back in a moment.
Living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Lower back pain. What is it costing you? Lost wages? Repeated doctor visits? Painkillers that don't work? Just not doing the things you love? The newly patented VacuPractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home. The patented VacuPractor works using vacuum pressure. This pressure stretches muscles, restoring the proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment that works.
For more information about the VacuPractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, and today we are with our very special guest, Yap Van Etten, talking about gifts of Mother Earth. And actually, he's also written another book, which is an amazing book. I absolutely love it, Crystal Skulls, Interacting with a Phenomenon. How can folks get those books, by the way, Yap?
Well, they can go to the website, and they, of course, can get them through places like Amazon. And the new book, Gifts of Mother Earth, is not yet in many bookstores because it's very new. But the Crystal Skull book can be ordered by every bookstore.
Cool. Great. And your website, again, is www.lemurantis.com. Am I saying that right?
Yes, you say that right.
Okay. So earlier, in an earlier segment, you were talking about how all of the atoms come from the Earth, all of the energy that we need and that influences our experience comes from the Earth.
Yes.
And it struck me that, you know, because I'm very sensitive, I'll just be honest and say, you know, I'm very sensitive to what happens on the Earth and to the Earth and so on. And when we have events like the nuclear meltdown in Japan, and we have different tsunamis and hurricanes and so on that we've experienced in North America over the last few years, how does that affect the Earth energies that then in turn affect us?
Well, let's begin by saying it affects us, yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Because every energy, and, you know, as soon as a nuclear disaster is happening, there is energies on many different levels that either directly have a negative effect, but they also have the effect on the emotional system of people. Fear comes in, many things are coming in, and they will definitely move through the grids. Now, there is enough research done through random generators that go totally off when this kind of events are happening, and again, that happened during the event in Japan with the tsunami. So we as human beings are actually one. We see ourselves as very, very separated, and we function as separate units, but still we are completely interconnected, and an increasing amount of research is simply confirming that. So besides the unique field of each individual, there is a field, energy field, that encompasses the members of a family, of an extended family, of a village, of a country, and of the world, and of the universe. They're all different energy fields. And we don't know because we have become so insensitive, well, at least most people have become so insensitive, that we don't realize that everything that happens goes into the fields and that we either consciously or subconsciously are interacting and reacting to that. So when those kind of events are happening, it has a tremendous effect on the, you can say, the collective consciousness, for the sake of simplicity, or if you can call it the earth, the human mind, the human supermind, whatever term you prefer to use. So those events are having a powerful effect. And what in general we can say is that unfortunately we live in a society that is pretty, let's say, sensitive for fears. There are so many fears floating around, and you may understand that it has an effect on us, and it has an effect consequently on the earth, and the fears have an effect on the earth and consequently on us. And there are many, many examples in the book, Gifts of Mother Earth, that show how certain energy systems simply are affected by our consciousness and begin to become even dysfunctional to such a degree that they then disturb us so much that when you sleep on a cross point of those, some of those grids, that people get sick and even get so far as getting cancer. They don't cause cancer, but if somebody's prone to have it and then sleeps on such a point, they really stimulate that particular aspect and people express it. So yes, there is an unbelievable interaction between us and between the earth. And we have something very unique. If you look at plants and animals, they are totally in alignment with the energies of the earth. And we are not. We have disassociated. We miss that feeling of we are one. We are one system. We can hardly even be friendly, and I'm exaggerating a little bit, but for the sake of simplicity, with our neighbors, let alone with the whole world. We hate it when people are being different, and it scares many people when they meet people who have totally different ideas. Well, if we are in such a way of duality, of separation, of course it has an effect on all the other energies that exist on Earth. So we are on a point that we have to make choices. You know, do we want to continue with breaking down the system? And I could give even some examples that are not yet in the book because research is going on and there are new discoveries. But it is actually more serious than I thought. And here comes the big and, we have the power with our consciousness to change things with the snap of a finger. Because it is induced by consciousness and it can be changed by consciousness. All those grids that are out of alignment right now, the earth energies are out of alignment, we can change them. But we have to be in one place. And we go back to the same as what we talked earlier about. We have to go to that place of the heart. Because from the heart, we make a connection, and once we are in a connection, we begin to resonate with each other, and if we resonate with each other in a positive, loving way, we transform everything that's negative and based on fear.
Mm-hmm.
So we have so much power, Jennifer, that sometimes, you know, that's typical for me, sometimes I want to shake up and say, people, realize how powerful we are. We need all this stuff. Let's do it, you know.
Mm-hmm. So when you're talking about, and I wholeheartedly agree with you, that we do have the power to shift anything because energy is energy, and if energy creates something, it only makes sense that energy can, you know, shift that as well. With respect to actually shifting the grids and so on that have been misaligned, damaged, etc., is that a critical mass kind of a shift, or is that a one-person kind of shift?
Every person that shifts and is, let's say, contributing in a positive way to this idea of oneness, of course, counts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people think, me alone, what makes doesn't make really a difference? Oh, yes, it does. Well, we were talking earlier about the soul purpose. Why are we here? To fulfill our soul purpose. And if we fulfill our soul purpose, we are exactly that piece of the puzzle that fits in that little hole over there. Yeah? So we are literally asked to do that. Yeah? And within that whole process, when we really feel that we are that piece of the total puzzle, and that when we fit our piece in the whole, that then only the thing can be complete, then we, by definition, begin to be part of the oneness, and we can only do that, we can only fit in that when we love the whole system. Otherwise, we don't want to put our piece of the puzzle into it.
Mm-hmm.
So once we are in that state of love, we begin to contribute to a change. And, yeah, I have no idea how important it is. The only thing that I know is that it is very important. Now, that is the individual journey. On top of that, we have the collective journey. The collective journey has more to do with the Earth as a whole and whether or not the Earth will move to oneness. That is a critical, that the critical mass could come in, but I have a belief. My belief is that we need to take responsibility for everything that we have done. So where we have messed up, you know, we can change it through our conscience unbelievable fast, but I still believe we need to do that. If we go to our personal situation, if our system is not in balance, and we don't take responsibility for those elements that are not in balance, we will never fully express who we truly are. We will never fulfill our soul purpose. So we need to take that responsibility as an individual, and I believe we need to do that also as a collective. And there, I think, we have still some ways to go.
Wow. Very deep.
Yeah.
I do have a few more questions about what you just shared because it's very profound, but I actually think it's great to have people sit with that over the commercial break. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back in a moment.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City SolveUrbanRace.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life?
Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our teen inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for staying with us. We are still speaking with energy expert extraordinaire, Yap Van Etten, about earth energies. And Yap, I actually wanted to talk about crystal skulls now and how it relates to earth energies. And in particular, I know in your first book, you've literally laid out the actual points on the planet where these different energies are that relate to the crystal skulls. And I'm wondering how those are being impacted right now with respect to, you know, different things that are happening on the planet and our separateness and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. You know, my focus at the moment is very strongly on crystalline energies. In the first place, because we have crystalline energies that belong to the Earth, because the Earth herself is a crystalline being, right? Stones, rocks, it's a crystalline being. And the basis of the crystalline energies is the foundation for all other energy systems on Earth. So it's very, very, very important. And what I discovered is that when we bring in our electromagnetic energies in the cities, that grid cannot be there. And it means that that's the reason why some of those other grids are off, where we were just talking about a couple of minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the gift of crystals, and particularly crystal skulls, is that they create crystalline vibrations that are not, you can say, damaged by the activity of human beings. In the contrary, we stimulate them and they compensate for the loss that our cities have given to the natural system of the Earth. So here we see a very interesting dynamic. There's a lot of people who love crystals and work with them. And I think a lot of people hardly realize how important their work is. Because people who create energies while they work and meditate with crystals create actually vortexes. And those vortexes are beginning to connect. And in that way, people in cities that work with crystals are creating a different network of crystalline energies. And they compensate. And they have the ability to heal a lot of what has been damaged. So you see that our consciousness working with crystals are improving that already. Well, crystal skulls go even in vibrations a step higher, and that's a whole different subject to explain why that is. But the most important thing is that they create even higher vibrational and crystalline grid systems that even more heal and balance the systems. So when we work and we see that it's happening increasingly, so many people get interested in crystals and particularly in crystal skulls. It's an unbelievable expansion and interest at the moment. It is because we somewhere as a collective, without really knowing, but somewhere we do know, maybe it's the sole purpose that, you know, pushes us to go into those activities, that is beginning to do the healing that ultimately I believe will lead to oneness.
Mm-hmm.
So even although we do not really have the full awareness of how all those systems are working, what I see is that people do exactly the right things to make sure that they do work. And I found that very fascinating. And I've collected a lot of data in which I could support what I'm just saying, but it's not important for within this program. The fact is that this is what we see. So I really like to honor the people who are willing to follow their soul guidance and are working with crystal skulls and crystals, because they do unbelievable important work, to my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I remember years ago when I had my first awareness and awakening to the crystal skulls. It was very, very powerful. And a lot of magical stuff that happens. So people are feeling drawn, definitely want to look more into that. So as we start to wrap up our time together, if you could share with us in, you know, 1 minute or less, what we can do right now to improve our energy environment, what would you suggest?
Two things. In the first place, realize that we together can do anything we want, so that we learn to work together. Secondly, the only way you can truly work together is if you're willing to open your heart. So I would like to invite people to go to their heart and learn to get that feeling, because we think we are often in our heart, but we are not always there. It's like training again to stay in the heart, even when there is hardship, difficulty, challenge, so that we can stay out of that place of fear and change and transform everything back into oneness.
Very simple yet profound wisdom to take us on to our next journey. And is there anything coming up in the near future that relates to crystal skulls or gifts of the Mother Earth that you would like to share with folks?
Yeah, there will be an event on the 11-11-11 in Los Angeles where the crystal skulls will be used as a part of that energy flow that is aligned with 11-11-11. So that's a very, very big event that I definitely, if you type in 11-11-11 crystal skull event, you will get the connection. And definitely it's worthwhile to check it out if you're in that area. It's definitely worth the visit.
So you're going to be hosting that event?
No, I'm not hosting it. I'm master of ceremony and a speaker there. But I'm very excited about the fact that this is the third in a row. It started with the 999, and I've been connected with all three, and we will have another one on the 12-12-12. It is really to bring out the crystalline energies to help people to realize that where we need to go to is to collaboration and to increasing oneness. It's exactly the theme that is underlying those events.
I love that. Well, I'm glad I asked you because I didn't realize that was going on, so that's great to know.
Yes. Yes.
And people can visit your website at www.lemirantis.com and, of course, find your amazing books on that website or Amazon.com or anywhere else where you're ordering books online. And I want to thank you for sharing your wisdom with us today and your energy. I want to thank all of you for being with us today, wishing you all a wonderful day and week, and look forward to connecting with you next week. Namaste.
Namaste.
You've been listening to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Jennifer each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. To find out more about Jennifer Longmore, visit her on her site at souljourneys.ca.